them, I like your drive for us. In fact, I was only the officers yet who drove master to go around. That's what the late Arado told me. Even, you know.
So every time the master came here, you would drive?
No, yeah, I drove during the strike, but when he come here, we have to get the taxi, mostly.
Yeah.
But when during the strike, I was the one who drove master around.
Yeah, yeah.
Or in fact, he drove my car too, that's why I had to give me one surprise too. During the Pali place, that I feel sleepy already.
Yeah.
And how come na pula, what you doing? Katulog ko master. Abebe, ako driver. It's midnight already. But he was singing nice. He was singing a song, you know, Bisayan song. Adlaw biton, he got your ukulele to, he play. Oh, nice. Abebe, ako driver. But Micah was playmouth small. Eh?
Yeah.
1935. The knee, that's the
Manubela.
Sterling, yeah, because higher.
Yeah.
He drove, he just go, no change, yeah, go until the Grand Hotel. Huh? No change, yeah. Oh, before I drove in the mainland, I got the Buick, I run 125 miles per hour, he said. And then I can drive airplane too, he said, tell the story, he drove airplane. Master.
Don't you
that? Yeah, he drove airplane. That Hawaii Clipper before, he said he drove that Clipper before, Hawaii Clipper. When they inaugurated that Hawaii Clipper, I was in Honolulu, I sacrificed 1 week, yeah? Because they went around the world, you know. That.
Yeah.
You hear about Hawaii Clipper?
Yes. Inauguration of that.
Yeah. When he came back time, I finished already 7 days. I was waiting until he came back. And he told us, oh, I drove that Clipper. But that Hawaii Clipper, I don't know. Lost already, nobody knew. Yeah? Well, don't know. You cannot hear the news about that Hawaii Clipper.
No more.
Just like the Hulu Hulu.
Yeah. Disappear.
Disappear.
It's 10 o'clock.
Huh? What time?
10 o'clock already, and you have to. It's almost right. End, and I.
It's still there yet?
Yeah. Gee.
What else?
I don't know. See, I don't know what you know. That's the problem. So I asked the
I don't know which one to.
Your community activities. United Filipino Council.
Oh, are you a member of the United Filipino?
Well, I was treasurer before.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Who was the president?
It was Nicanor Domingo, late Nicanor Domingo.
This is the continuation of an interview with Napoleon Agassiz, conducted on August 17, 1979 in Kahului, Maui, by Steffi Smith.
Okay, Tata, can you just... tell us about what you were starting to say, like when we asked you about 7 times they tried to kill him or something like that. And you said Mama Toy.
Well, Master said he just reminded, you know, but this is in Visayan. You know.
It's okay. You can say it in Visayan. Yeah.
But my Master, the one who is. Who is speaking in here?
But Mama Toy, first of all, Tata, Mama Toy told you a story about the master.
Yeah, Mama Toy told a story about the master. The master, they've been they been kill him, the Japanese been kill him,
uh-huh.
they buried him,
uh-huh.
and then Mama Toy, the tradition of the Filipinos, after passing away, they had prayers every night, nine nights, I think.
Yeah.
So that's what the Mama Toy told us at the time, and then on the fifth night, I think, when they were kneeling in front of the altar like that, it suddenly appears a master besides Mama Toy, that he was with them. And then, but Mama Toy had the, you know, he got the abela, you know, the black stuff, for praying like that.
Yeah.
Mama Toy always using a black dress before, after Master passed away. So that's what Mama Toy told us before.
So this was during the war?
During the war.
They were in the Philippines?
Yeah.
And she did not know where he was?
Yeah, he didn't know where he was, but...
they said he was killed?
He was killed. But he knew that he was killed, you know, because... And also Master also told us that they didn't kill him.
The Japanese?
Yeah, the Japanese killed him. And then they buried him. Yeah. Master said that ila akong gilubong, gipatay og gilubong. But he been alive because of the members who believe in him that he had been mamatay. Nobody could kill him except Steve God. Said so. That's what he told us before.
So it's there, Tata, in Cebuano?
No, it's in there, the one I read last Sunday.
Oh, in?
In Kalihi.
Yeah.
I have in there, I think. Okay. And then he said, Dili ako mamatay, ako ang hirong buhi. So,
hirong?
Hero.
He said hirong buhi.
Living hero.
Yeah, right.
See? So that's why we, I believe in that, because when Master arrived here in Hawaii, 1948, I was with them. I was with him also. Through go to the hotel, Royal Hawaiian Hotel, I think it was. And I was the only one that Master authorized me to hold all his uniform as a five-star general. And being Escobedo wanted that Master to use all his uniform during his stay in Hawaii, so that people would believe that he is a real five-star general in the Philippines. Because the people here in Hawaii, they didn't believe that from where who gave his rank like that, So, but Masters told to Bini that I got tired already using that uniform within 6 years in the Philippines as a five-star general. So I was the one who put on the closet to hang all his uniform, you know.
Which he brought from the Philippines?
Yeah, he brought from the Philippines. So that's the reason why I believe he is a real general, not words, but I saw it with my own eyes.
Okay, Tata, did you have many, we were talking last night about some people who criticized and did not believe, or and of course I heard some of these things, you know, also. How did you handle that, like you as a follower, as a member of the Federation? Or you as a group, did you say, okay, this is what we're going to do, personally, yourself and as a group? What did you do about these criticisms, or did you get into arguments and debates with other people?
No, I did not have any argument. I just explained that through his teaching, that's what I believe, that he is a man. Not like us. He's an extraordinary man. Through his mission, because when from the very beginning he told us that he organized the Filipino Federation of America with the beginning of 12 members, just like Jesus Christ before. So he told us that he is the one who took over Jesus Christ and Dr. Jose Rizal, we call it.
He did say that.
Yes, he did say that. Uh-huh. We call it Doce Pares. Uh-huh. So because of his knowledge and his belief also, that he believed in religious and government, nobody would stop him to his mission. And that it came true, because after he organized 12 until 1,700 to 728, he said nobody could stop me because it's already past that, not like Jesus Christ and Dr. Jose Rizal. So we have to continue the work of Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ is with us and Christ is with me also, he said. And Dr. Jose Rizal also is within us, because we took over his mission that did not finish. So we have to finish those mission under the name of the Filipino Federation of America through my knowledge.
During this, when he arrived from the Philippines, Tata, there was a news item I saw. I think it may have been written by Labes or something like that.
Yeah.
Something about he was imprisoned.
He was
by
imprisoned.
By the Americans or something like that.
Yeah, he was in prison.
There was a trial or something, Tata. Can you explain that?
No, child, what do you mean?
I don't know, there was something like a trial.
Oh, they had a trial.
Yeah.
But he won the case.
What was the trial about, Tata?
About the 15 counts collaborator.
Oh.
Pro-Japanese.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And he never...
And they did not, you know, he won the case because there was no evidence that the government had, found out no evidence. So.
When he came, Tata, in 1948, when he got back from the Philippines?
Yeah, when he got back, yeah.
Okay. What did you do? What did the members do?
Well, everybody...
Did you have a parade? How did you receive him, Tata, then?
He radiogram the headquarters of the Federation that he is arriving. So we were excited at that time, because the first news that we received that he is coming, they were coming, yeah. So all the officers and members of the organization had prepared, and everybody got together in Honolulu. His arrival, and after his arrival, we had a big meeting to all the members.
Mm-hmm.
Only the members, spiritual and material.
Okay, how many were in that meeting, Tata? Can you remember?
Oh, about 300 to 400 members at that time.
Okay. And where was it held?
It was intermediate school, I think.
In Honolulu. In Honolulu. And then what happened at that meeting? Did you have a parade, Tata?
No, we did not
have
a parade. We just have natural way when he was down the airport.
At the airport, yeah. Okay. And how long did he stay in Honolulu then?
Well, I forget, because when he arrived, they went tour to the islands, every islands.
Oh. So
he came to Maui,
Yeah.
We got store all over. Went Hilo, Maui, Kauai.
Mm-hmm.
But he did not go to the small islands like Lanai and Molokai.
He did not go there.
Yeah.
Okay. Then the members who were the leaders, Tata, who were in the other islands, came to meet him
in
also
Honolulu.
In Honolulu.
Oh, yes.
So
yes.
Maui went down.
Yeah, I went down there.
Okay. Tata, this is something that we don't, I don't know. How many members did the Federation have at one time? Like, at the very height of the Filipino Federation, when you were really big in Hawaii.
In Tata, Hawaii.
Yeah. Do you know, like, how many members in Maui?
Well, on Maui before, over 1,000 alone.
Just in Maui?
On Maui, yeah.
Over 1,000?
Over 1,000, yeah.
Paid members?
Paid members.
Okay. And then in Honolulu, would you know?
Oh, they had more than that. Honolulu and Hilo, Hilo most. I think about 6,000 to 7,000, I think, at that time.
In Hawaii?
In the entire Hawaii.
This would be around what period, Tata? What year?
Oh, was 1933, 34, I think, was that time.
Yeah. Okay. And then, and then these members, Tata, would you have some kind of a convention in which all these thousands of members would get together, or would you just have...
Yeah, we had a big convention in Honolulu, uh-huh. 1931. Uh-huh. That's the first time that he appears in a public, the master had appeared in a public. That's from, just came from the mainland for that convention. The first convention that was held in 1931.
What month and day?
December. Month of December as a convention, as the annual convention of the Filipino Federation of America.
Okay. And where was this held?
Was in Honolulu.
What?
Honolulu, Wahoo, yeah.
What place, Tata? Was it in a hotel?
No, it was in a hotel, but I forgot the hotel. Well, was in Ala Moana, I think, was at that time, Ala Moana Hotel.
Hotel.
Because only two hotels at the time, Ala Moana and Royal.
Oh, you mean Moana Hotel?
Moana Hotel, yeah. Moana right. Hotel, I mean. Yeah. In fact, Royal Hawaiian Hotel has master had a chair in there, one port of that hotel before.
A chair?
Yeah.
Oh.
In fact, even the Hawaiian Airlines, he had a chair in Hawaiian.
Did he sell?
No, I don't know. He did not sell, but still there.
Yeah. In his name, though.
In his name.
Yeah. Now, in that first convention, Tata, how many, do you remember how many attended?
Oh, it's hard to remember, but too many, I think about 2,000 to 3,000 in there.
Okay.
The way how I...
And it was a banquet?
It was a banquet, but they, not everybody attended the banquet.
But the convention was just to
speaking,
and all that. Yeah. Okay, the other thing, Tata, I was going to ask was, did you have much contact with California? Because the master was always traveling, like, from mainland, from California to Hawaii. But was there, like, did you travel, not just you, but other leaders of the Federation here in Hawaii, did they travel much to California and vice versa? Did the California people travel much to Hawaii?
Well,
or was
it only the
master who did that?
Well, the officers of the, and some members of the Material Division, travel to mainland, attend some convention there, but not the mainland members came down here now. Only the convention we held 1931.
Mainland people came. Who were these people, Tata? Do you remember?
I forget those people though. Yeah, it's hard to remember.
Like Ramaho would have been.
Oh yeah. Well, I think Ramaho was not there at the time. Yeah, he was. He was not a member yet at the time, Ramaho, because the vice president Andres Darila. Well, Andres Darila was here at the time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I forget those members that came down here, you know, at that time.
Tata, the other thing you said when the master when they disobeyed orders of the master. Arado, and you said the master punished him. What did you mean by that?
By that? Well,
yeah.
What we call that now?
You can say it in Ilocano. Yeah.
Well, suspended as a chairman.
Oh, he was removed from office.
Removed from office.
Right. But did something happen to him? Like, there is a Cebuano term for it.
Gaba.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what to say, but after that, his home was burned at what you call that height now?
Pacific Heights.
Pacific Heights.
Yeah, near Kalihia.
Up.
Up. So after what that happened?
Well, it's hard to remember, you know. As well, they call Gaba. Well, it means that maybe that was the reason why, I think.
Okay.
Not Gaba, but maybe they wants him to, Master wants him to rest and give to someone else that who interested to that office. That's why I told last night that Bini was the one who was interested, and Bini always sumbong to the master that he did not want the idea, you know. So as what master said, parang walang kuan, there is no conflict between members and officers. You have to please members who have complained. That's what happened in my part.
What?
They replaced me because they want someone else to take over my place because they cannot control me. They had hardly to control me because I have my own way, in a spiritual way, not in a material way. Because when I handle financial like that, I have to watch your hands, you know, because money is warm, yeah.
Well, Manong Felix is the one says demonio, quarta demonio.
Yeah.
Does that mean, Tata, that you were independent financially, that you kept track of your own finances here?
The organization, my way, I can control in the financial matter, in the spiritual division, but not in the material. But the material before, they wants to control me, but I have order to the master, from the master, that do not join the material. It just joined on me. That's what he gave. That's what his order to me.
So, Tata, who gave more? Where the finances came more from, the spiritual members or the material members?
Spiritual members.
They keep. Why is that, Tata?
Well, it is. It's hard to explain about that, because, you know, when the members of the spiritual division, they know that the master need financially. They have easy to volunteer their services to give their dues to any activities that we finance. You know. So understand, just like when the master is staying in the Philippines for this case, for his case, and also when he ran for office in the Philippines, most from the spiritual division that is, we send it to him. At that time.
At that time, who had more members? The spiritual division or the material division?
The material division.
But still?
Still then, they could not keep up what the master wanted. But the spiritual division, it's more than he asked that we sent to him.
Did the material division leaders, Tata, want like to collect some money also from the spiritual?
Oh, no. They could not touch the spiritual division. But if the material division voluntarily gave to the spiritual, so we accept the donations.
But they cannot touch your...
No, they cannot.
Only to the master?
Yeah, only the master, yes.
You're accountable for?
Yeah.
But you were saying, though, that when they tried to replace you, they replaced you is because they could not control you.
Because they
want you to give them...
Yeah.
The finances that you collect.
That's the reason why. But after that, he said, just take a rest. But after 1 week, I had bigger responsibilities. Said I am the director, one of the directors of the spiritual division.
The master made you. Yeah. And the ones who wanted you to take a rest, Tata, was Arado.
Arado and
Benny Escobedo.
Benny them. And then they replaced Pedro Valdez.
As your replacement?
Yeah, to take over Maui.
And is spiritual also?
No,
Valdez.
It's material.
So it's material, so yeah. They replaced you as spiritual? Yeah. With
but I, you know, on Maui before I took the material and the spiritual because I am the branch manager and director of the spiritual.
Yeah.
So they don't want to have me to have two office. But the master wanted me to take it to both sides because they can trust and handle the financial.
I think that's all I wanted to say. So you were directly responsible to the master.
Oh yes.
The all the spiritual.
Yes, yes.
Divisions. Okay. The other thing, Tata, is when you were in the plantation, were there other organizations like? Dimas Alam or Legionarios de Trabajo that were there that were recruiting members among the plantation or were you aware of these kinds of organizations before in the Philippines before you came here?
No, I did not expect that we have an organization or community groups when I was here in the Philippines.
But here in Hawaii, Tata, like, meron yung Grand Oriente?
Yeah, they had that, yeah. I heard when I arrived in the territory of Hawaii before that there are so many groups, so many organizations, communities, but I did not join one of them, no. Because I did not understand much what the purpose of this organization at that time.
Mm-hmm. But you had heard of them. I did not join.
I heard at that time. Okay.
Now, what happens that time when there was a death in the plantation? When somebody died among the Filipinos, what kinds of things did you do? Yung Tagalog tata yung parang may lamay, you know, you stay up like for 1 week or something, you know, you bury the dead. I mean, what kinds of religious activities or if ever that happened?
To members or non-members?
Yeah, like any Filipinos in the plantation.
Well, it's like what we most of the Filipinos are Catholic.
Yeah.
So we have the Catholic priest to officiate the service in the plantation.
I see.
But what happened one time? I was here in Wailoko already during the Second World War. It was happened one old man, the camp that I used to stay with, and then he did not have any relatives, and the community wants to give to the plantation to bury, but one of the old plantation, old man, they've been contacted me. Yeah, and they called me to go over to Lahaina and help this man that passed away because the priest did not want to bury him because he is a member of Dimas Alam.
Ah, that's interesting.
Yeah, so I went there.
Uh-huh.
And then I called a meeting on the streets now, not inside the house because we did not go to the clubhouse.
Uh-huh.
We just called a meeting to the officers, and I explained them that why the camp, they could not help this man to bear it without any minister or financial, because if the plantation, we don't have contribute any money, don't have, you know, it's free for buried, you know, in the plantation.
Well, they gave free.
Yeah, we have free.
Oh.
No money. We have their own cemetery.
Oh, cemetery. Oh.
Yeah, only the person that who dig out the hole.
Yeah.
But
volunteer.
Yeah. You know. So I went there and explained them. So we have to bury. We shame if we give to the plantation to bury this man because he was our countryman. Mm-hmm. So we buried them. I was the one who voluntarily.
Yeah.